Good morning and happy Friday to you. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. Part two of our series on Excellence in Customer Service Award, EASE, or how do we couch this, Paul?
Well, we are very excited. This is the 25th year of a Night of Excellence, which honors this award for excellence in customer service. So very excited. We've got eight finalists this year. And we have our presenting sponsor in with us today, Bob Pincus, who has been with the Better Business Bureau since its founding here in Southern Colorado.
We do. And we will also hear from two other folks who are vying for the award, finalists.
Correct.
And that will be our friend Mike from McCloskey and Trent Urban from WireNut. And that will come in the next couple of segments. In the meantime, yes, Savan, welcome to the Business Edition. And let's talk about Bob Pincus's role. It's at going on 4 years now as yes, presenting sponsor for Excellence in Customer Service Awards. What is it that interested Bob Pincus to this depth and degree in supporting this program?
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having us. Secondly, Bob Pincus looked at it as an opportunity to represent what he truly believes in as in his company, which is being a top-rated customer service business, one that takes care of the client, not just when people are looking, but all the time. And when he saw the event itself and what it really stood for and the representation behind it, he saw it as an opportunity to support something he truly believes in.
And that has led you to this sponsorship. So a few questions for you. We get a sense for why you're the sponsor of A Night of Excellence, but you're also a local business. Elaborate a little bit more on that philosophy of customer service. The Pincus name and brand is very, very well known. Very, very positive things attached to it for a very long time.
Yeah, you look at Mr. Pincus's father started the business in 1951. And through the legacy of his son, Bob Pincus, who now runs the operations, it's been done through taking care of customers and making sure that the experience isn't just that one purchase, but for many more to come. And, he's got the logo of nobody buys just one, and he truly believes that, and that represents the customer service level in which he expects and demands within his organization.
Well, and with the product, Subaru, the main product, right?
Volkswagen. Volkswagen, yeah. Mazda are the main, and then followed with Volvo and Mitsubishi.
Okay. Apologies. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, these are brands that are well known for their staying power.
Right. The quality is one of the biggest things. You look at, especially Volvo, Volkswagen, they've been a long time coming and have been and continue to be a top-rated product. And then you put in Mazda, who's really made a big push in the last couple of years to better their product and take it from one that used to be known as a cheap product to a truly reliable and luxurious product as it is today.
How long has Mitsubishi been part of your stable?
Bob had purchased that. I don't know the exact date, but it hasn't been as long as Volvo and Mazda were the longest one, and then Volkswagen, then followed by Mitsubishi.
Well, when you get to be middle-ager like I am, very few people in my generation have not been touched by the Volkswagen or Volvo brands.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mine was a Volkswagen family. So, we had Beetles that dated back to 1963.
Okay.
I remember Augusta, Georgia, the 1961 Volkswagen bus my dad pulled up, and it was our new car. And for years, we traveled in that car as a family, and so very fond memories of the brand, very good things attached to it. And you say, so I think that feeds into the idea that nobody buys just one.
Right. And, when I first got to working with Bob, I got there in March of this year. I saw the logo and didn't really fully understand it, but I do now. And I can't tell you how many customers come back, not just from, a customer coming back and buying them anymore, but literally the families that have come back and the multiple generations. I was able to meet one that's literally, it's their fourth generation of purchasing a vehicle from Mr. Pincus.
That was my next question. How many generations deep are you?
And four as of right now is the farthest I've seen.
And it is the farthest I've seen as well. Most are two and three. And so to reach four is one heck of a milestone. So final question for you, Savan. What's going to make this particular night, the Excellence in Customer Service Awards night, so special to attendees?
Well, when I sat down and looked at all of what's offered, first and foremost, the true rigorous standards of which they're looking for in finding the right candidate is second to none. So when you come and you put all those wonderful people into one room that have fought and really tried to take on and win this award, you've got what I would define as the top-notch, you know, businesses within our city. And you put all those in one place, followed by the BBB's representation of supporting what they truly believe in, and that is taking care of the customer. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could get a better night.
No, you can't get a better fit than that either. So there is the Bob Pincus red carpet, the raffle. It's all happening in the ballroom that's being converted to the Bob Pincus Stadium. Paul, kudos to you. Sounds very trite.
It's
gonna, for what you have accomplished.
You know, it's an elegant night, but it's also going to be fun. It's Colorado Springs. We do want to honor excellence with this Hall of Fame induction ceremony, but we also want it to be a fun event where you can, you know, wear an evening gown or suit or, you know, come from work, but have a good time, meet VIP guests, take some photos with Olympians, et cetera. So it will be a good time all in the Bob Pincus Stadium.
We look forward to it.
Savon, we appreciate you very much and all that you do. You are sort of taking the lead now as sort of a transitional period.
Yeah, so Mr. Pincus is, you know, he's trying to enjoy the fact of, you know, he's put a lot of time in, and it's now time for him to enjoy what he's worked hard for. He's still very involved, just not on a day-to-day basis. So he's very involved in making sure his customers are taken care of, and quite frankly, I hope one day that he's the one who wins the award, because I think he is well-deserving of such award.
And we know who's going to be filling out the application.
It'll be me.
And nobody better. Savon Stryker, General Manager, Bob Pincus, Volvo, Mazda, VW, and Mitsubishi. As I say, very few families have not been touched by those brands in some way, shape, or form. And that explains why you're four generations deep now. People coming back again and again. Also presenting sponsor for the BBB's Night of Excellence, Excellence in Customer Service Awards. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Paul, final comment, then we're going to go to break.
Again, you know, thank you, Bob Pincus, for 4 years of sponsoring this event. We're very excited about it. It's on October 24th from 5:30 to 9:00, and it is going to be just a fun celebration of excellence in customer service here in Colorado Springs.
Can't
Absolutely.
Wait.
Absolutely. Okay. Coming up in the next couple of segments, Trent Urban, owner of The Wire Nut, an EICS finalist this year. EICS finalist also joining us, Mike Phillips, who is the digital market executive with McCloskey Motors. I'm Ted Roberts, and you're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in a couple. And happy Friday to you. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson. I'm joined in studio now with by Paul Myers Bennett. Paul, I should have given you a better introduction when we first started, huh?
No, I'm here with you often, and just glad to be here.
Executive, let's see, VP of Marketing and Events for Better Business Bureau of Southern Colorado.
That's right.
See, you've taught me that alliteration very well. next to Paul is Mike Phillips, who is the digital marketing executive with McCloskey Motors, a 30-year brand here in Colorado Springs, number two as a finalist for the Excellence in Customer Service Awards. And to your left, Mike, is Trent Urban, who is owner of The Wire Nut, a very busy group in growth and expansion mode, adding new ranges of service all the time. Trent, how many times for you as a finalist and as for Excellence in Customer Service Award?
This is our fifth.
Your fifth, okay.
Yes.
And you have won the previous four attempts?
We have. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Well, there's a reason for that. Yeah. And how many years have you got in business now?
We've been in business for 15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did that start out as, are we including the Urban Electric piece, or are we?
No, just as Wire Nut.
Just as Wire Nut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Urban Electric was beyond, before that.
Well, that went by fast. And and I would, if you don't mind, in the interest of transparency, like to share that your brother is my brother-in-law.
Yes.
So he is married to my wife's oldest sister's oldest daughter.
Yep.
And he has two of my great nephews, and I am.
So I get to see you, Ted. You know, not all that often, but here and there.
But I always enjoy the conversations when we do get to sit down and talk. So I remember 15 years ago when Rob had one or two vans, and then it grew from there. And so now you are in much of the state. Are you on the western slope yet? Have you made it that far?
No. Okay. We stay focused along the Front Range. We go from Boulder down to Pueblo.
Okay, Boulder down to Pueblo. And is it okay to talk just a tiny bit about your newest acquisition?
Yeah, sure. Okay. We just did it, what is today, Friday? So 2 days ago. So yeah, it's all a blur.
Yes. So you're taking over a long established company, and you're acquiring that client base.
Yes.
And you'll be kind of taking things from there and going through the next steps. Another iteration of growth and expansion for the WireNut. This is what I have marveled about. McCloskey Motors. Mike, you describe McCloskey as consistent.
We are. We're very consistent. Joe and Ann McCloskey, they started the business here 30 years ago, and they're definitely very involved in the community. We're on our second generation there, so their son Tom is our general manager, general sales manager, and him and his family are heavily involved. I've been with them partly just because of their character and the people that they are. I've been with the company for 16 years, so they're really good people, pillars in the community, and certainly customer service is at their heart, and so it's something that's we're very humbled to be up for this award for our second year.
And you are integral to the application process.
Oh yeah, the
you should see the expression on Mike's face right now.
I think she's got pictures over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
The application process, like you said, it's definitely, it can be overwhelming at times, and certainly we learned a lot just from the application. You start with a 10-page application, and then all of the supporting documentation. It's quite a task, and it's a learning experience. It's very introspective, which is good for a lot of businesses. It allows you to maybe look through somebody else's eyes with the Better Business Bureau lens for a moment.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And I love that articulation, introspect.
Yeah.
Because in last week when we talked to a couple of the other finalists, one of them said that this was their second time through the process. The first time was transformational for their company. Another one, only 2 years in business, is making it as a finalist after only 2 years in business. And that's somebody who is looking at this process and getting a lot of affirmation that they're doing something right.
Yeah, and that's definitely something. It does provide a lot of affirmation of the things that you're doing right. And I think it exposes things where you can, it exposes places that you can definitely improve on without being over the top and invasive.
Yeah, exactly. Trent, I'll bet you can speak to that with a lot of authority. This is time number five for you.
Number five, yes.
And you have been an awardee the previous four times that you went through the process. What was the first time like, and what was the fifth time like?
That's actually part of the interesting thing. So our first one was 2009, and it wasn't until many, many years later that we said, all right, we have the energy for this again. It's just, it's a big process. And so what we did instead is we said, all right, well, since we reengaged and went through the process and did all of that, let's just keep the ball rolling. You know, there's no time for breaks right now. And so we've been consistent now for the last, what would this be? This is the fourth year in a row now that we're doing it. What we're really, really proud of is that number five is the highest number anybody's ever gotten. So if we get it this year, we're up there. We're the awesome. Top. And so through it all, I would like to think that no business goes into business to burn bridges, but perhaps sometimes you just don't know when that's happening. And so when you get in, you know, when you get that outside perspective and they're coming in auditing everything and tearing it apart, it's really powerful. You get to say, okay, here's where we really need to improve. And it's done great things for us. We try to always look at ourselves and say, where can we better? And so when we, you know, we're huge on reviews for that reason. Mm-hmm. And if I could brag for a minute,
please.
We just peaked over 1,000 reviews in our Colorado Springs Google profile alone.
Wow.
So altogether we have, we just ran the number. It's over 13,700 happy reviews. And that's since we started tracking. Those are all documentable in all the different places, you know, from Angie's List and all those.
And there are many businesses out there that can learn from that. I do apologize, gentlemen. We got to take a break.
Yep.
When we come back, let's pick up on that thread just a little bit. And then I want to ask you some why questions.
Okay. Absolutely.
What sets you apart? Why have you chosen this arduous process? And why have you come back for more? As punishing as this can be. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. We're talking about excellence in customer service, the BBB's Night of Excellence. KRDO, very, very proud, Mr. Myers-Bennett, to partner with you and the organization to be a media sponsor this year.
Yes, thank you.
We're very excited about that, and a couple of fun things coming up on the actual night itself, things that are very different and unique, haven't been done before.
It's going to be fun. It's October 24th from 5:30 to 9 at the Marriott Tech Center, and it is a celebrating 25 years, and it'll be an ESPN-themed Hall of Fame induction night. So come dressed up, but also be ready for some fun. There will even be a halftime show and some VIP guests for some photo
opportunities. I want to know if I get a foam finger when I go in the door. Do I get one of the big giant
don't
foam
fingers?
Don't
wear a jersey. Don't bring your foam finger. Go ahead and wear the suits, but be prepared for fun.
All righty. So back in studio, Savan Stryker, general manager of Bob Pincus Volvo, Mazda, VW, and Mitsubishi. Also, Trent Urban, who is owner of the Wire Nut, founded in 2004, family-owned, and Mike Phillips, digital marketing executive with McCloskey Motors, been with them for 16 years. They've been in business for 30 years, and he describes them as consistent. I think it's a great way to couch that. And Bob Pincus in itself, and it's something of a transition and maybe a little bit of a transformation as you begin to take the reins, Savan, and let the Pincus family rest a
yep,
little
that's
bit.
That's the plan.
They deserve that. So, Trent, we left off with a very important answer, not spoken yet, about how you've gathered reviews and why you do that.
So why we gather reviews? Well, really, if we're not listening to the customer voice, if we're not hearing the good and the bad, then we're setting ourselves up for failure, and we're setting our customers up for what could be a bad or horrible customer experience, and we never want that. So by getting that feedback, it empowers us to do lots of things. And at the end of it all, with having a lot of very positive reviews and just incredible team attitudes out there and all that, it really helps our culture. I kind of personally feel the word culture is played out, so I'd like to call it personality. And it's personality. And we have a great personality in an industry that otherwise normally isn't known for reliability and maybe, the best decision making and all of that, and respecting someone's time, homeowner's time and their home. I mean, you're in the single most investment of anyone's life. And so you better respect it. You Absolutely. Owe that to them. And so that's why we do all that. We have to hear that voice.
Sidebarring to a fun fact that you brought up, Mike, because you apparently study these things.
Absolutely.
The number of reviews Disney has?
Disney World specifically. Yeah. I don't know across all their platforms. I think they're at, because we look at that as well, and I think Disney World's around 29 to 30,000. So Trent was saying he's at 13.7. So he's on their heel. He's about to be the happiest place, at least in Colorado Springs.
The happiest place to get a furnace on earth.
That's right.
Yes. And we do plumbing now too. So.
Yes. Which is that ad of services, that continual expansion and that personality that you bring to all of those services. You got a great group of guys.
Yeah, I do. That's for sure.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
That's the right word.
That is correct.
I want to ask you and Trent both, and then we're going to do a round table with everybody.
Certainly.
The why.
The why.
Why are you doing this? Yeah.
Well, I think we do have a culture or a personality of creating a good customer experience. And just like Trent said, in an industry that is in the automotive industry, not commonly the shiny new fun and really positive sort of persona. So we try and break that. Savan's next to me shaking his head. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So the why is, I think it is a tremendous opportunity, the application specifically, to show us, as we mentioned earlier, some of our holes. It allows an opportunity there. Plus it does allow for anybody that has participated or is interested in participating in the Night of Excellence and filling out that application, I think it's one that it allows you to break your own perceptions of yourself. And so it's been one that's really, for us, the why, like we're on year two, we'll keep going because we learn every year and we do want to have that culture of customer excellence, customer experience, and having people continue to come back that they get something from us that they may not at other automotive dealerships or you know, like Trent had said, at other plumbing and yeah. And and electrical places.
Savon, step cozy on up here if you don't mind. Here's what we're going to do next. I want to do a little bit of a round robin here. We've got about 3 minutes. I want to give Paul the last word. So what I'm going to ask each of you to do is a few seconds on, Trent, we'll start with you, a few seconds on a couple of takeaways. What would you say to a business owner who wants to be in your shoes, who wants to be able to qualify as a finalist for Excellence in Customer Service Award, who wants to grow to the extent that you have? A couple of quick takeaways.
I would say one of the first ones is the first step is always the hardest. So an example of that is, you know, here we go from 2009, we go through the whole process, and then we skip all those years. Dumbest thing we've done, or one of them. why would we do that? Well, it's the same as someone that hasn't started the process. So just get in and start the process. Do it. You're going to learn so much from that. Even if you don't win, it's amazing that you went through the process, you learned it, and you were possibly nominated and everything else. You got to just get going with it. You asked for two. So the second one is be incredibly crazy picky with who's on your team.
Very nice. Trent Urban, owner of the Wire Nut, founded in 2004, family owned. Mr. Stryker, general manager of Bob Pincus Volvo, Mazda, VW, and Mitsubishi. Thoughts? A couple of quick takeaways.
Absolutely. Biggest one I'd say is take the challenge. When you look at the application and you truly dive in, it's going to open your eyes. And quite frankly, as a business, even furthermore than just winning an award, you know, what are you really in business for? And if it's not truly for customers for life and taking care of it and really living behind the core values of the organization, I guess you question why you're in business. But take the challenge, truly own what you find out, and take it personal and get it fixed. I mean, that's how we're doing it, you know, at Bob Pincus. And although that family's owned it for a long period of time, there's still a lot of opportunity for how we can continually treat people better and continue to, you know, sell one more car to that family.
Savon Stryker, general manager, Bob Pincus, Volvo, Mazda, VW, and Mitsubishi. Mr. Phillips, a couple of quick takeaways for our listeners.
I've got two, I believe. One is when you're doing the application, I think it's important. I agree with Trent. Do the application. So maybe I have three because I agree with that. The other one, when you're doing it, you have to be very real and honest with yourself as to, okay, we may have that process, but do we actually execute on it? And then the third one, when you find, and you will find, that you didn't have something in place, take action to fix it right now so that when you get to it next year, you'll have a better opportunity.
All righty. Mike Phillips, digital marketing executive with McCloskey Motors, family owned and operated since 1989. You've been with them for 16 years. Mr. Myers-Bennett, step on up here. Okay, so October 24th is the big night.
That's right. October 24th at the Marriott Tech Center. They just remodeled it for about $23 million. It's beautiful. Join us. We'd love to have everyone out. And I'd also like to say thanks to our sponsors. We couldn't do this night without them. So our presenting sponsor, Bob Pincus. Our award sponsor is GE Johnson. Platinum sponsors of Creative Consortium and U.S. Bank. And then Ent Credit Union and Webster University are also sponsors. And thank you, KRDO Network, for being a media sponsor.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity. We enjoy this partnership with you very much. And that is it. Your weekly KRDO Business Cast is coming up in the next segment. You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition, part two of our featuring of finalists for the Excellence in Customer Service Awards, including Mike Phillips with McCloskey Motors, Trent Urban of the Wire Nut, and Savon Stryker, general manager of Bob Pincus, Volvo, Mazda, VW, and Mitsubishi. We'll be back after this. And good morning to you. It's Friday, September 27th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, very good news for Springs buyers who bought homes in 2012. And a new hotel opens in downtown Springs. Into your top stories from the Colorado Springs Business Journal. People who bought a home at the bottom of the market in 2012 have earned a median $141,000 or 261% in home equity since that time. That's according to a new report from real estate brokerage Redfin. Springs buyers did well, with Olympic City, USA coming in seventh on the list of top 10 metro areas with the biggest median percent home equity growth from 2012 to 2019. The median home equity growth in Colorado Springs was $149,000 or 677%. city's medium home value dollar growth was $117,000. And the Colorado Springs Business Journal reports that the Hilton Garden Inn, located at Bijou Street and Cascade Avenue, is now open. 168-room hotel is the first to be built in downtown in more than 40 years. Three other hotels have been announced or are under construction in the area, including Kinship Landing, the dual-branded Spring Hill Suites and Element Hotel, and the Hyatt Place. In stocks news, the markets opened higher on Wall Street as the U.S. and China are continuing to plan to resume trade talks. That will happen in mid-October. Markets declined yesterday amid developments in the whistleblower complaint and impeachment inquiry involving President Trump. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 were all trading higher. In energy news, oil prices are falling as investor worries about global economic growth. International benchmark Brent crude is down 44 cents a barrel to 62.30, and West Texas Intermediate crude is down 25 cents at 56.16 a barrel. Brent and WTI are both moving toward losses of about 3% for the week. On to the latest personal income report. Americans are taking home more money, but they aren't spending very much of it. Figures out this morning show personal income increased 0.4% last month. That's 0.1% more than analysts had forecast, but personal spending was up only 0.1% in August. The smart money was expecting to see a 0.4% bump in spending. And in online security news, the New York Attorney General is suing Dunkin' because of its lax cybersecurity that led to thousands of customers having money stolen. The lawsuit claims nearly 20,000 customers who used the company's smartphone app to manage their DD cards were hacked and had money taken from their accounts. It also says the app developer had warned the company repeatedly about ongoing attempts to log into customer accounts starting in 2015. And staying with cybersecurity news, DoorDash says someone stole nearly 5 million of its customers' data. TechCrunch reports the food delivery company says the breach affected its workers and merchants as well as its customers. It took place before May 4th of this year. The San Francisco-based company said anyone who joined after April 5th of 2018 is not affected. Thieves took the names, email and delivery addresses, order history, phone numbers, and passwords. They said their full credit card numbers were not stolen, though hackers did get the last four digits and the security codes. And in entertainment news, Netflix is coming to Tesla. The electric automaker announced Thursday that its latest software update this week will let Tesla drivers watch Netflix and other streaming services like YouTube or Hulu while they are parked. On the road, they'll be able to listen to streaming music on Spotify. The update will also include new features that will let drivers find local restaurants and spots of interest. And finally, because it's Friday, it's National Chocolate Milk Day. Invented in colonial times by an Irishman who was introduced to a local cocoa beverage in Jamaica, Sir Hans Sloane tweaked the recipe into something closer to what we recognize today. It was actually first sold in Europe as a medicine. Today, it comes in several forms, including powder and premixed syrup. And with that, happy Friday, happy National Chocolate Milk Day.